Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Please be advised, this show contains coarse language and sexual themes and is not suitable for a younger audience. Listener discretion is advised. Previously on Supermarket.
Sitcom superstar Carson Carson had his sex tape leaked.
Fired!
What?
Sorry, Carson.
Getting fired over this? Half of America has an OnlyFans.
Carson, you've been totally blacklisted. Take a hiatus. Lay low for 6 months or so. Everybody loves a good Hollywood comeback story.
My baby! You're home!
I'm home!
Mom, Dad, I'm broke.
You've lost touch with reality, Carson. No more Hollywood bullshit. You will march your tuchus in there tomorrow morning. You'll beg for your job back at the supermarket.
Oh, please, Ahil, please, please, I just need my job back!
As much as I would love to hire you back, Carson, I just simply cannot.
What? Why?
Have you forgotten what happened on the day you quit?
Ember, ember, ember.
Carson, I swear to God, get down right now!
Your mere existence causes people on the other side of the fucking earth to feel misery.
Fuck you, Carson.
Fuck you too, Ember. Fuck you too. Oh, last thing. Got milk?
Carson!
Penny, what is it?
Emergency on aisle 3.
Hmm?
It's Rusty.
Rusty!
He's like convulsing.
Oh my god! Fuck! What? You all just stood here watching him convulse?
Medic, clear!
Hey, look! It's Rusty's phone.
Open his phone. Let's see what shit he has in there.
It's my sex tape! Why was Rusty watching my sex tape?
Welcome back to the Sing Sing, bitch. Bet you thought you saw the last of it.
No!
911 Podcast presents Supermarket, created by Adam Murciano, Adam Blanford, Joe Diaco, Antonio Cordero, and Alexandria Benoit. Directed by Alexandria Benoit, Antonio Cordero, and Adam Murciano.
Dude, I smoked this really good strain the other day. I swear I saw aliens. Like I was seeing all types of shit. It was crazy, man. Yo, I never thought about girls if they had three titties.
All right, everyone. It's time for our morning meeting. Josh, where is your brother?
Well, right here. I'm here. The star has arrived.
Second day on the job and you're already late.
Oh, please. You told me my call time was 7:30.
It's 7:33.
Call time? This isn't a movie set, Carson. Anything after 7:30 means you're late.
Okay. In theory, I'm 2 minutes late. Whoop-de-doo. But if you think about it, I mean, really think about it, you should be thanking me.
Thanking you? Why the hell would I be thanking you for being late on my dime?
Because I actually saved you many dimes. A bunch of them, really.
What the hell are you saying, Carson?
Look, I did the math. Follow me here. Minimum wage is $15 an hour, right? And there are 60 minutes in an hour. So 15 divided by 60 is 25 cents per minute. I'm 2 minutes late. I saved you 50 extra cents. Bada bing, bada boom. You're welcome.
You're joking, right?
Pay it forward to a charity in my name.
That's not how it works, you buffoon.
Yeah,
And waltzing in here with Starbucks ain't the best look either.
Excuse me?
Sorry, do you want me to be a rock star or just a rock? Because if you want me to function before the hour of 1 p.m., I need my matcha. Thank you very much.
For the record, Suhail, I offered him a ride, but he refused to wake up this morning.
I'm here now, aren't I?
God, let's just move on.
No, I want to know why you're late.
You really want to know the truth?
Yes! Well, you can't handle the truth!
I'm kidding. I've always wanted to do that.
Oh, Carson.
Anyway, if you want to know the God's honest truth of why I'm late today, it's because, yes, maybe I did sleep in. But do you have any idea how traumatizing it is going from a life of luxury to a life of commoners? Yesterday, I had to clean the shit out of the urinals in your restrooms because y'all's janitor Rusty had the audacity to die on my first day here. On top of that, his death was allegedly because he watched my sex tape. How offensive! So yes, did I go home and down a vodka and take sleeping pills to forget the miserable happenings that is my life? Allegedly, yes. Did I sleep through my alarm today? Allegedly, yes. Sue me!
Okay, who's playing the violin?
Sorry, just testing out the PAs.
Oh, Carson.
Don't tell me you're buying into this, Suhail.
Oh, shut up.
You shut up.
No, you don't get
a chance to someone else to speak.
Both of you, shut up!
A little bit of a chance.
Enough! Carson, no more being late. Anyways, speaking of Rusty, I just wanted to confirm to everyone that last night Rusty did officially pass away. He's dead. Gone! Rest on peace. He loved his green peas. Is anyone going to say anything?
Are we free to go now?
Yeah. Rusty's death left me with a lot of paperwork.
And I gotta go set up my flower stand.
And I gotta start beating my meat. Like the store meat, not my actual.
I was just wondering if maybe you would all want to take a moment of silence for Rusty.
Absolutely.
Hell no.
No way.
Gross.
Well, he was with us for many years. He was the backbone of Sing Sing Supermarket. He kept this place running.
Oh, he kept HR running, that's for sure. The amount of sexual harassment complaints because of his crusty, creepy old ass. HR started to mean handling Rusty. Oh, God. Handling him? I need a shower.
Come on! He couldn't have been that bad. What if we set up a little shrine by the front for him?
Shut up! I gotta get back to work.
Seriously? Anyone? Why are you looking at me like that, Carson?
You really called me in this early, so we can stand in silence. Which, by the way, costs you 25 cents per person, just saying. For our crusty, creepy pervert?
You got the job because he died, you idiot.
I can't work under these conditions.
Great. I'll get the termination papers.
No.
Then 7:30 every day. No more being late.
He became a sitcom star at age 15 until a hacker leaked a video that showed his peen. What a cruel mistress, the fame machine. He went the way of Roseanne Barr and Paula Deen. He moved back with his parents, had to get a job. But his resume was lacking, things were looking hard. Found himself begging the owner of a grocery store. Carson, Carson, sitcom star. Rags to riches, riches to rags. Pricing stickers, grocery bags. Clean that spill in aisle 12. Carson's career has been shelved.
Carson!
Yes!
Follow me, walk and talk.
Okay, sir.
I need you at the cash register. Do you remember how it works? Never mind, don't answer that. Okay, so look. Press this to open the till, this to ring something up, this to manually add barcode, and this to scan. Got it?
Sure.
Oh, and we're working with the Golden Cross, a charity that helps provide homeless children overseas with clean water and school supplies. So be sure to push the customer lightly, of course, to donate anything they can. Every penny counts.
Aww, a collab with the homeless. We love.
What?
No, it just reminded me of the time I hosted, I get emotional here. It just reminds me of the time I once hosted a charity gala for the gay homeless youth in Ibiza.
Oh,
yeah.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
I had no idea you were so civic-minded. Did the charity make money?
Oh, yeah, at least $20. Mm-hmm.
Just $20?
Well, I had to pay for Beyonce, Jay-Z, Taylor Swift, RuPaul to party in the name of gay homeless youth. And you know how celebrities are. Such prima donnas, I mean.
Oh, I had no idea.
Not down to earth at all. Like you and I, Suhail. Anywho, they had to fly private, ride limos, bottle service. Whoa. They even asked for magenta M&Ms. Who the hell asked for magenta M&Ms, am I right? So I ended up reimbursing myself with all the proceeds. But we did raise enough proceeds to purchase the gay homeless youth a welcome mat.
For the homes they do not have.
It's a thought that counts. Anyway, I had fun. That's most important, right?
Okay, the store is opening now. Good luck. If you need me, I'll be in my office.
Yes, sir. Wait, I did not listen to a word he said. How the fuck do I use any of this? Okay. Well, that's how you open the till. Noted.
Hey, Ember.
Oh, hey, Hill.
Got a minute?
What's up?
Our magazines for the week came in. Can you just unbox them and place them at the cashier's?
Yep. I'll take that.
What?
Where's Carson?
Oh, he's working the cash. Why?
Oh, this is gold.
What is it?
Look, every single magazine, US Today, The Scoop, even Meh Magazine, they all have Carson's face with his sex tape scandal all over it.
Oh my God, we absolutely cannot put that out.
No, we must.
We can't. I'm sure Carson already has so much trauma from it. Plus, having these on the stands next to him at the cash register, it's pure evil.
Or you can say it's pure comedic gold.
Seriously, who is in control of the music today?
Well, sorry, I keep playing the wrong tracks.
I do have a name, you know. It's Mike.
Suhail paid for these magazines in bulk. Do you think he'll be okay with you throwing out 200 magazines because this week's cover features one of his employees who willingly decided to get naked on camera? No!
Oh.
He would not be okay with it. Carson made his bed, Hillary. Now he's got to lay in it. Which is ironic because he did everything but lay in his bed during that tape.
I don't know, Ember.
Look, I'll go ahead and put these out and he won't even realize because he's behind the register. I'll take the blame, if anything.
You're an hour late.
I was working in the back, Carson. But even if I was an hour late, I'm a manager. I'm allowed to be late if I want to.
Ah, stepping up in life, are we?
Maybe so. Definitely higher up than you.
Oh.
Don't forget, I'm your boss.
Actually, Suhail's my boss. I'm the bossy.
You mean employee?
Anyway, what's in the box?
Oh, nothing. Just magazines. Ooh. Restocking the cash with them.
Ah, can I have one?
No.
I gotta catch up on all the gossip from all my friends back in Hollywood. Magazines hit different when you actually know the celebs in them. Of course, I wouldn't expect you to ever relate. What celeb would ever befriend you?
You're a celebrity, aren't you?
And am I befriending you? No.
Ouch. Look, Carson, I've been thinking a lot lately, and this banter between us, this frenemy shit, it was cute when we were 16, maybe 17. We're pushing 30 now. We've aged. We've grown. I think it's time we finally make a truce, bridge the gap, end the war, if you will.
What do you want? What do you know? What are you scheming, devil?
Nothing. Honest to God. I just figured if we're going to be working together, we might as well make it go smoothly. It's a mature thing to do.
I mean, fine, what the hell? I'll forgive, but my petty ass will never forget.
Oh, and I'm kind of seeing your brother.
There it is. I knew there was something.
Hey, I just figured since we're starting fresh, a clean slate, I don't want to hold anything back. I'm just trying to be transparent.
All I heard in that entire sentence was the word parent, and there is no way you will be having a baby and mixing your tragic genes with my family's beautiful ones. Well, Josh's genes are actually quite tragic. Together, you'd be both making like a low-rise kind of gene out of style and washed up. Yeah. But still, I refuse to let that happen. Emergency cleanup at Cashier 3. Emergency cleanup at Cashier 3. We must kill this thing called Ember before she lays eggs. I repeat, we must kill it before she lays eggs. Thank you.
You are batshit crazy. I didn't want you to find out through another way, so I came to tell you now. Josh and I are in love, ish. And I just wanted you to be the first to know. This constant paranoia of me out to get you has got to stop. I just want the best for you, Carson.
Oh, please.
Really?
You are faker than a housewife's left tit!
hello? Excuse me? Is this cashier open?
Excuse you? Can't you see I'm in the middle of a very important conversation? You can wait.
Carson, do not speak to a customer like that. Yes, he is open, sir. Right this way. And if you need me, I'll be in the loading docks, making it with your brother.
Revolting!
You mind if I pop my items on here?
Do I have a choice?
Do you have a choice? Okay, excuse me. I'm Will. You must be new. I'm a loyal shopper here at Sing Sing. Is everything okay?
Is everything okay? Well, I was just told some deeply shocking and traumatizing news that will leave a mental scar so deep ingrained that not even a lobotomy could save me from remembering it for the rest of my life. So, no, I'm not okay.
Okay, thanks for the trauma dump.
Anywho, your total comes to $88.49. How would you like to pay?
Just card today.
Great. Wait. Before you do the payment, would you like to donate to the Golden Cross where you can help children overseas get fresh water and school supplies?
No, thanks.
No thanks? I'm sorry. Did I just hear you say no thanks? I just want to clarify.
Yeah, no thanks. Are you okay? There's a lot of sweat dripping down your face all of a sudden. You just went a deep red color.
No, I'm sorry. I don't understand. I find it funny that you have spent almost $100 on groceries, something that these kids overseas will most likely never have the luxury of affording. But you can't find it in your cold, icy heart to donate a few doll hairs? Like you actually are standing here, actively choosing not to donate, basically saying that you do not want to help the children with food, water, and school supplies. Is that what you're saying? Because I think that's what you're saying.
No, that is not at all what I'm saying.
No, it's not what I'm saying. Or should I say, nar, it's not what I'm saying. I see your true colors, a deep shade of greed and black for your soul. You know, giving would look better on you, but it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Excuse me.
No, that's okay.
You don't even know me.
I do know you're wearing a Fendi top and a fall 2022 Dior sunglasses, which, haven't you heard, mixing brands is tacky and tasteless, like your morals.
How dare you? First of all, these are 2021.
Huh?
And you take that back.
I'll take it back after you donate.
Are you gaslighting me?
No, just a bit gassy. Too much matcha this morning.
I will not have you gaslighting me into thinking I'm a bad person because I don't want to donate to a charity box that probably doesn't even really go to children. Did you hear that, people? They probably don't even donate this to the kids. This is just for them to steal. You probably take it for yourselves.
Take that back!
Nar!
So, you're calling Sing Sing Supermarket, a place you allegedly say you're a loyal customer at, a fraud? How could you stand before me and make such a strong accusation? Stealing from a charity is beyond what words can say. Almost as bad, not quite as bad, as actively choosing not to donate.
Okay, shit. Jesus, you know what? Fine. I'll donate.
I win.
Oh, good riddance. Let me just see what change I have.
Okay.
Do you have to watch me?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay. One, two, 25, 35, 45, 55, 55. That's all I've got. There you go. Happy now?
Really? Really? Just do 55. I mean, why even donate at all at this point? Am I right?
Are you serious? What do you want from me?
Oh, sweetie, I do not want anything from you. But those children? Those children overseas.
Oh,
let me tell you.
The sob story. Okay, this is ridiculous. Give me my groceries. I'm done with this.
I know you could donate a little more. Come on, Papi. Guff it up. Do you really need these two boxes of toaster strudels? I don't think you need these two boxes of toaster strudels, if you know what I mean. Little chunky, Chunky monkey?
How dare you? Are you fat-shaming me? Because it certainly sounds like you are fat-shaming me.
Allegedly.
You know what?
Is he gonna say it? Oh, he's gonna say it. He's gonna say it! Everyone clear!
To speak to the manager!
There it is.
Yeah.
Fine! Suhail Singh to the cash, Suhail Singh to the cash. Approach with caution, though. A wild Karen in our midst.
Wait a minute. This magazine? This bloke on the cover looks awfully like you.
No.
Carson, sex tape. All the scoop you need to know about the vile tape. Page 9. Is this you?
No! I do get that a lot, though. People love to say I look like the famous Carson. I personally find it a compliment. He's stunning, gorgeous, talented, and very, very charitable.
Talented is a stretch. Interesting, though. I mean, it does say right here in the article that Carson is shunned from Hollywood and has moved back to his hometown of Carson, California, which, ironically, we're in right now.
It could be anyone.
Right, anyone. Except your name tag does say Carson.
Carson's a very popular name.
Oh, would you look at that? Did a quick Google. And guess what Google says? Google says the fallen actor is reportedly working at his local grocery store called Sing Sing Supermarket. And last time I checked, this supermarket is not a chain. And like I said, I've been coming here for years, and I've never seen your ugly face before. The jig is up! Say cheese, or should I say sex tape?
Give me that damn phone!
Get off of me! You don't take my phone! It's my personal property! Get your hands off me!
Carson, get off him! Get off! Carson!
He snapped my pick without my consent!
Oh, please, you're a celebrity. The rules don't even apply to you.
Just because I put the wood in Hollywood doesn't mean I'm not human. I still have rights.
So do I. You ticked me, you lunatic.
No, stupid. Carson, get off him! Get off!
Are you biting me?
Get off! Carson, to my office. No! No! I am so sorry, Will. 50% off all your groceries and a coupon for toaster strudel. So sorry.
Ooh, I'm sure Mr. Cheapo over here is loving that. Ooh, 50% off. Maybe now he can afford to donate a little more money.
You get fucked. Up yours!
Carson!
Going.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What the hell is wrong with you?
With me? With me? What the hell's wrong with you? You put me out there on the cashier knowing damn well all those magazines surrounding me had my face plastered all over them. Is this some sort of sabotage tactic, Suhail? Is this some sort of sick way to monetize my trauma?
I am not monetizing anything! It's just a magazine! How is this my fault? We get the magazines, we sell the magazines. End of story. Who's on the cover is not in my control.
Okay, but would it kill you to just maybe not put out this week's magazine?
I had no idea. Ember put them out.
That bitch!
Carson!
She knew what she was doing by putting those magazines out there! Whatever. I did what I did, and I'm proud of it. I did it for the children.
The children? What did you do for the children?
Fight the customer.
Aww.
Yeah, he like refused to donate to the Golden Cross. And when I finally convinced him to, he dropped like $2. How appalling.
Is that what all this is about? Because he wouldn't donate?
Sorry, I was just doing my job.
Carson, I said push lightly for the customers to donate, not pressure aggressively.
Oh, please. He's a rich bitch. He was just being cheap. That's how the rich stay rich, Suhail. Trust me, I would... Not now, actually.
Carson, Sing Sing Supermarket is my company, my life, my legacy. I'm doing you a favor by employing you. If you keep messing up, keep on being late, keep fighting with customers, I'll have no choice but to let you go. This is your first strike.
Right, so, here's the thing. I never played basketball growing up, so how many strikes do I need until I'm fired? Just asking so I'm aware. You know, we're on the same playing field, pun intended.
No, I'm being dead ass. How many?
Back to work!
Okay, let's get back to work. Look at all the people outside. It's my little cardiacs coming to meet me. Aww.
Carson!
God, Elijah! You almost just sent me into a cardiac arrest!
Sorry.
Anyway, how did my little cardiacs find me so quickly? They've always been so dedicated.
Cardiacs?
Oh, that's just my fan base name. It used to be Little Carsonators, but people kept fainting and going into cardiac arrests whenever I did meet and greets, so I thought it was more fitting to blend the two. Get it? Cardiacs?
Right. Well, I don't think those are fans.
What? Oh my god. Those aren't my fans. They're reporters. They're paparazzi.
I hope you don't mind. I let the reporters in.
Fuck.
They want to talk to you, bro. Your big comeback.
You absolute imbecile. I absolutely do mind. This isn't the comeback I envisioned for myself. Working at some low-rent supermarket. Put the damn bong down, you ding-dong. And maybe just log in to your noggin. Just for once.
I thought you wanted this. How many times you used to tell me any press is good press, right?
Wrong.
Where are you going? Okay. Well, one reporter offered me $100 to do a sit-down interview about my experience with you. Can I do it? I promise I'll say all good things. I'm going to take that as a yes.
Excuse you. Walk, please.
I can't do this.
Great. I'll get the termination papers.
No, wait. I mean, I can't do the cashier.
What now?
There's a swarm of paparazzi outside. That stupid Australian man leaked the footage of me to TMI, and now they're all waiting outside to talk to me. I can't be seen here.
Great. I'll get the termination papers.
No, wait. Can I please do something in the back? Restocking? Unboxing?
Ooh, I'd be really good at unboxing. One time I had a YouTube unboxing channel, and I had like 500,000 subs.
Please, Suhail. Please, please, please. Please, please, please.
Okay, shut up. Stop crying.
Thank you.
Well, we have had a great misalignment of inventory in the wine section lately.
Okay.
And I have some suspicions it has to do with theft.
Oh, okay, T.
Since we don't have the budget to install cameras inside or hire security, I'm going to need someone to watch over that section, to spy and see who has been stealing wine. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I will assign you as the undercover shopper, only because I'm desperate.
Oh, take it! Secret shopper is the perfect gig for me. One, I can hide from the public in plain sight, and two, I can utilize my acting chops to catch the thief, killing two stones with one bird.
It's two birds, one...
Anywho, I'm off. I need a day to process and breathe and, you know, really feel myself slip into the role of supermarket shopper number one. I'm a method actor, Suhail, so please respect my process.
What do you mean tomorrow? The day just started. It's 9:30.
Like I said, respect the process. If you want top quality results, you will let me leave this supermarket right now. Plus, there I mentioned there's loads of press outside the supermarket just waiting like vultures to get a glimpse of me.
Paparazzi?
Mm-hmm. And if I get papped as an undercover, it'll completely blow my cover of being an undercover just to end up back on a supermarket magazine cover. Cover. So what do you say?
Unfortunately, you do make several points.
Exactement.
And we don't want you to end up on another magazine cover.
No, we don't. Unless it's Vogue.
Okay, tomorrow you start. 7:30. Do not be late.
Thank you, Suhail.
I need to retire.
Carson.
Josh, what are you doing?
Taking out the trash, doing my job.
Oh, huh. I don't see Ember in there.
What?
Trash. You're dating trash.
How did you...
She told me, dimwit.
Okay, whatever. Keep it low-key. Workplace relationships can be a bit tricky.
Oh, please. I'd be too humiliated to even tell my subconscious that. Never mind the public.
Where are you going?
Home. To take a nap. I'm exhausted.
It's not even lunch yet.
Josh, I have been discovered. In the worst way. The press, they have found me. So I have no choice but to flee.
I'll be returning tomorrow in a new and reinvented version of myself.
A new era has begun, Josh. My undercover era.
I don't know what any of that means.
Never you mind.
It's a secret intelligence that is way beyond your brain power.
Cab for Carson?
Yeah. We live 5 minutes away walking distance. How are you taking a cab, let alone paying for this? You have no money.
No money?
We can thank the Golden Cross for the donation. Specifically the Australian man who dropped $2 this morning. That's actually going to contribute a lot to this this 5 minute ride.
Carson, that's for charity.
Right now?
I am the charity.
Step out of cabbie.
Supermarket stars Adam Murciano as Carson Carson, Alexandria Benoit as Ember, Sujith Varghese as Suhail Singh, Ryan Rosary as Elijah, Chris Burton as Josh Carson, Angela Mariano Thurston as Wanda, Robin Devert as Penny, Douglas E. Hughes as Bernard, Janelle Heron as Hillary. Guest starring Brennan Klost. Additional performances by Zach Anderson, Adam Blanford, and Emma Nossel. Directed by Alexandria Benoit, Antonio Cordero, and Adam Murciano. Written by Adam Murciano, Alexandria Benoit, Antonio Cordero, Adam Blanford, and Joe Diaco. Executive produced by Adam Murciano. Produced by Michelle Dorian, Courtney Spaxman, and Antonio Cordero. Sound design and dialogue editing by Adam Murciano. Recorded by Michael Grundy at Winchwood Sound and Carlin Nicholson at Pineship Sound, Toronto, Ontario. Theme song by Joe Diaco. Theme song performed by Andriana Shabbat. Special thanks to ACTRA Toronto. For more on Supermarket, including bloopers and behind the scenes, check out the show notes. Supermarket is a 911 podcast production.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.